Today's topic is Heseba, leaning at the Seder. Our goal for today is to understand the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush, and to have an understanding of the Halacha Lamaisa as well, but primarily the machlokes Rambam and the Rush. I just want to start with something that Soloveitchik would say every year, which is as follows. Heseba is supposed to be Derech Chayrus. Free people, rich aristocrats, they would lounge around when they would eat. So in the old days, they would lie down on like couches. You see old movies when they would relax to eat. So Heseba, Chazal want us to act like rich free people at the Seder. Nowadays, we don't eat this way. But still, we do a Seder anyway. So some people do a Seder like this. They're sitting at the Seder, and they're drinking the wine, and they sort of lean like this, you know, like they're gymnasts, they're trying to balance, that they've got the center of gravity here, and they're leaning over. Very uncomfortable. Even doing this is not so comfortable. It doesn't make any sense at all to do Heseba in a way that's uncomfortable. So Soloveitchik said that what they used to do in Volozhin was a very simple thing. It doesn't work with this chair, actually. If you turn your chair 90 degrees clockwise and put the back of your chair here, this is comfortable. This is not a good idea. This is a great idea. This is the way to do a Seder. Turn your chair. If you have a high back chair, it doesn't always work. This works. This is what I do. It's what my kids do. And the Rav, it says in the books, every year would say, here's how to do a Seder. It doesn't make any sense to like be doing Heseba and feeling uncomfortable. That doesn't make any sense. That goes exactly against what Chazal wanted. So if we're gonna, even though we're not used to Heseba, at least if you're leaning on the back of the chair, this is comfortable. You're supported. You drink like this, that works. Got it? Okay, one little idea. Lamaisa, how to do Heseba. Okay. So the Mishnah says, you saw the Mishnah, that you have to do Heseba at the Seder. The Gemara talks about exactly when to do Heseba. So let's see the Gemara here. We're not going to see the entire Gemara. Just the main parts. I want to get to the Rush and the Rambam. So the Gemara here, it's in the booklet on page 11. It's a very famous Gemara. It talks about Heseba. So when do you have to do Heseba? What does the Gemara say? Heseba has to do with what? With Chayrus. Acting like you're a free person, a rich person. Oh. So which parts of the Seder represent the Chayrus? The Matzah. The matzah represents freedom, the geula. Matzah, by the way, also represents the slavery. That's a big topic. Matzah is an interesting thing. Matzah has a dual symbolism. It's slavery and it's freedom. And for today's shiur, we're focusing on the freedom part, but matzah represents both. And at the Seder, we emphasize both parts of the matzah. How do we start the Seder? Halach ma'anya. This is the bread of affliction. And how do we end Magid? We say, why do we eat matzah? Because the mitzrim. What does it say at the end of Magid? Why do we eat matzah? Because the mitzrim rushed us out. That's the matzah of Geula. So the matzah during the Seder is converted from the matzah of slavery to the matzah of Geula. That's a fabulous little vort there for the Seder, that the matzah tells the whole story. We start the Seder, matzah is slavery. We end Magid, matzah's freedom. It's like you press the fast forward button. You don't have fast forward. Whatever. VCRs. You press the fast forward button to move it forward quickly. In one night, you go through 200 years. But that's the matzah. Anyway, for matzah's chayvah. What else is chayvah at the Seder? Freedom, the drinking of the wine. So that's clear. The Gemara says, Itmar. Matzah tzarech haseba, mara ain't tzarech haseba. Yain itmar mishmeder of Nachman tzarech haseba. Yes or no, the Gemara says, what does the Gemara say? Two of the cups, you're supposed to do a Seba, two of the cups, you don't have to. The two cups that represent Chayrus, you do a Seba. The two cups which don't represent Chayrus, you don't. What's the issue in the Gemara? We're not sure what.
Which are the two?
It's a very interesting machlokas in the Gemara. Which two cups more represent the Chayrus? When you're experiencing the Chayrus and you're becoming free, that's the first part of the Seder, or once you're free, you're ready. Guys, just let's get a structure of the Seder. There are four cups of wine at the Seder. And those four cups have set a Seder for the whole Seder, a structure. The first cup of wine goes with the Kiddush. That starts the Seder. The second cup of wine goes with Magid. At the end of Magid, you drink the second cup. So the first cup is Kiddush. The second cup is Magid. The third cup is benching, and the fourth cup is Hallel. So the first two cups, Kiddush, you're discussing Magid, you're talking about leaving Mitzrayim. Then you're done with that. Then you have the meal. The meal is a Sudos Hodah, thank you Hashem, taking us out of Mitzrayim. That's what the Netziv says. And then the fourth cup, Hallel, and you start praising Hashem for the Hallel. That's the structure of the Seder. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara, should I lean for the first two when I'm discussing leaving Mitzrayim, or for the last two when I've already left? And what does the Gemara say in the end to do? What do we do? We do for all four. That's a huge topic. What's the question on that sock of the Gemara? The four cups of wine, is there a bun or there a raisa? There a bun. Haseba, is there a bun or there a raisa? Haseba, is there a bun? Leaning, is there a bun? Therefore, what question do you have on the Gemara, which we're not going to discuss now, but it's a good question to know about? Suffered Gebanu Lukula, Wolpo says. So why are we being machmer to do all four? That's a world famous question. We have a suffix, the first two, the last two, do both. There's nothing wrong with being machmer, but here, it's a suffix Rabbana. Okay. Now, let's continue, and let's get to the issue of the Shamash. Who's going to read about the Shamash? Iboiluhu. Who wants to read? Who wants to read Iboiluhu? Okay, who's gonna read for us the Gemara about the Shamash? Your name again? Nachi. Ross. Oh, you're Nachi Ross, right? The cousin, right? Nachi, okay. Nachi, here we go. Iboiluhu. Okay, so the Shamash is, he's serving. So maybe Haseba doesn't fit. It's his whole people. Maybe he shouldn't do Haseba. The Gemara says, no, a Shamash needs to do Haseba. So a Shamash needs to do a Seber, fine. Now, what's the language of the Gemara? Mesiv Yotza. Mesiv in, lo Mesiv go. So the Shamash has to do his Seber in order to be Yotze. The question, of course, is to be Yotze, what? That's the question. We're going to learn now Machlokas in the Rishonim, the Rush and the Rambam. Whenever you learn a Machlokas in the Rishonim, you have to go back and say to yourselves, can I read the Rush's opinion into the Gemara? Can I read the Rambam's opinion into the Gemara? The Rishonim had the Gemara. So they were focused on the Gemara. So you learn the Rush, you learn the Rambam, you analyze, figure it out, and then say, okay, good, now I understand the Rush. Now let's read the Gemara. I want to read the Gemara as if like I'm wearing the Rush's glasses. Good, then I take off those glasses. I want to read the Gemara and wearing the Rambam's glasses. That's how you learn Be'iyun. You have to learn the Gemara with each of the Rishonim. So let's go to the Rush. This is a world famous Rush. It was made famous largely by the Brisker Rav. Oh. The Rush is Simon Kuf. If we had more time, we would have learned the whole Sugya, but we want to focus on the Rush and the Rambam today. Bezrat Hashem. Okay. Who wants to read the Rush, Simon Kuf? Mr. Katz. ואפילו
ואפילו אני שבישראל לא יאכל עד שיפה נגמר מטלה צריכה לסיבה מרור אין צריך לסיבה יאי נגמר משמי דרב נחמן צריך לסיבה ונגמר משמי דרב נחמן לא צריך לסיבה ולא פליגי אבא תריקה זה כמאי אבא תריקה זה בפרט אמר לה להי גיסה ואמר לה להי גיסה אמר לה להי גיסה תריקה זה בפרט באי סיבה להבה לחיר תריקה זה כמאי לא באי סיבה דקת לא הבה חיר דאקד עבדים היינו כאן ואמר לה להי גיסה פריקה זה כמי בעי סבא דהאו שעתה הווה דחאו פריקה זה בטרי לא באו סבא דמי הווה דהווה
דמי דהווה הווה period. So that's the Machlokas. Does the Seder fit better for the first two or for the last two? We're not. The Gemara is a Machlokas. Go on. Hashta. Okay, period. Haseba for all four cups of wine. Go on. Period. So that's interesting. The Gemara says matzah. And the Rush says the kezias of matzah at the beginning of the Seder and afikomen. That wasn't explicit in the Gemara, but the Rush throws in afikomen. Now here's the punchline. V'imachal. Oh, that's the punchline. The Rush says, if you forget to do haseba, go back and eat the matzah again with haseba. Now, with the 4 cups of wine, it's very complicated because you're not supposed to drink extra cups at the Seder. So, halacha l'maisa, we'll get to the punchline. Don't forget to do haseba, guys. Appoint someone at your Seder to be the haseba guy. And before the matzah, and before the 4 cups, before the first cup, make an announcement. I mean, it's in all the Haggadahs. It's in the Haggadahs. If you read the Haggadahs, it's there. But don't forget to do haseba. So we're not going to talk about the 4 cups of wine. That's very, if you're interested, it's very complicated. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, okay. The Rush says, if you don't eat the matzah, without haseba, go back and eat the matzah again. Why? Why do you have to eat the matzah again?
Weaning is part of the mitzvah of matzah.
That's exactly right. Name again?
Jonathan.
Jonathan? But yesterday you were the Orchis Chaim, the Kolbo.
Yeah.
Well, today you're the Briskerov. So Jonathan Briskerov back. Okay, the Briskerov. So that's exactly what the Rush holds. The Rush holds, you have to go back and eat with the Seba. The Pashut shot of the Rush is, you weren't Yotzei the mitzvah. You weren't Yotzei the mitzvah. The mitzvah, Chazal said the mitzvah is, you eat the matzah with haseba. You have to express the chayrus as you're eating the matzah. If you don't do haseba, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. So do it again. You have to be Yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. And Jonathan said it very well, that according to the Rush, haseba becomes part of the mitzvah of matzah itself. We'll get to later the other approach. It's part of the mitzvah of matzah. Without a seba, you're not yotzei matzah. There's a very interesting machlokes within the Rush. What does the Rush mean that you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah? What do you mean you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah? On what level? You have to go back. What does the Rush mean? When he says you're not yotzei, you have to go back.
You're not yotzei matzah.
What do you mean you're not yotzei matzah? What?
Make another bracha.
Oh, did you make another bracha? What do you think?
No.
Oh, the Ramah says no. What would the Rush say about the bracha? What would the Rush say about? He doesn't talk about it. I think you'd make another bracha in the Rush. Pasha Chad, I think you would. I think you wouldn't yotzei.
Wouldn't it be that you're not yotzei on the
Rabbanah level? Four. Okay. So now Jonathan Mikroy Kodesh, your last name?
Packer.
Jonathan Mikroy Kodesh. You got a lot of names, Jonathan. Okay, Baruch Hashem. So listen, there's a sefer called Mikroy Kodesh. There are two sets of books called Mikroy Kodesh. This is the modern set. Mikroy Kodesh, Rav Moshe Harari. He's a Rav in Merkaz Harav. These are fabulous svarim. They're a likut. They gather everything. If you have any question, any of the Yom Tovim, he has everything. He goes on and on and on. His one on Pesach is this thick. This is, I wouldn't advise learning this Sefer Keseder, it's too much. But if you want to look something up, you have to have this 5 or 6 in your house. And it's a go-to Sefer to look up any strange question that comes up. It's in here somewhere in the footnotes. He has dozens of quotes from Rav Nevensol here in the footnotes. Dozens and dozens. A lot of the things in here that he has in the footnotes are now in Rav Nevensol's Mishneh Berurah. But he wrote this before the Mishneh Berurah came out. But there are things that aren't in the Mishneh Berurah. This is the modern Mikroi Kodesh. When people quote the Mikroi Kodesh, they normally don't mean this book. What they normally mean is, they mean the brown Mikroi Kodesh, written by Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim, I think in the 40s and 50s, I think. He was a close Talmud of Rav Kook. And what he would do is he would have Rabbanim at his house on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and they would talk about all the exciting halachic topics. And after Shabbos, he'd write down, he said this, I say this, And all of the exciting topics about the Yom Tovim are in the Mikrai Kodesh. You know, like you meet these Rabbanim who like seem to know about they know all the important stuff on the Yom Tovim. So either their last name is Nevin Sol and they learned everything, they know Kol Torah Kulo, or they learned the whole Mikrai Kodesh. If you learn Mikrai Kodesh, the brown one, then you're holding in the standard raid on the Yom Tovim. So the Mikrai Kodesh raises this question. What does the Rush mean? Does the Rush mean you're not Yotzei the mitzvah of matzah at all de'araisa? That's a chiddush. Meaning Chazal have the ability to add in Haseba, and without Haseba, since Chazal said do Haseba, it comes out, it's part of the mitzvah, and you're not Yotzei de'araisa, or the simpler pshat would be you're not Yotzei on a level of de'rabana. It's an interesting topic. We have examples explicit in the Rishonim where you're not Yotzei the mitzvah to Araisa if you violate the Din to Rabbana. Did you guys, in Sukkah is one example. Tosfos in Sukkah says, you wouldn't have Nevin Sol Sukkah? You don't have Nevin Sol Sukkah, anyone?
Yeah,
it's on a bed. So it's a room. Half the room is open, and half the room is, half the room has a schach. It's an open seal with a schach. And half the room is a room. Like the ceiling. So what if you sit under the schach and your table is in the room, under the ceiling? It's a machlokas. And you're going to lean in and take your food and lean back and sit under the schach. So Beis Shammai says that you can't do that. Why? What are we afraid of? You're going to follow your table. People like to eat. You're going to follow your table out of the sukkah. So Beis Shammai says you're not Yotzei. Tosfos says in Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom, that according to Beis Shammai, you're not Yotzei even De'araisa. Lo kiyam te mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Beis Shammai says, if you violate the gzeira about eating like that with your table out there, you're not Yotzei at all. So you could say that our rush is like that Tosfos. That just like Tosfos says, if you sit here, and the table's there, you're not Yotzei even at all De'araisa. It could be the Rush means that Yotzei De'araisa at all. It could be that the Mikrai Kodesh talks, or it could be no. He means on a level of De'rabanan. Chazal say without a saber, you're not Yotzei. It's a very interesting topic. The beginning of Brachos by Shema, saying Shema after Chatzos. Did you guys work on that at all with that part of? So there's Rabbeinu Yonah there. Rabbeinu Yonah says that if you say Shema after Chatzos, you're not Yotzei even De'araisa. They quote that Rabbeinu Yonah, the Mikrai Kodesh quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. That's the other famous example. That you have to say Shema by Chatzos, it says in the Mishnah. What if you don't? So Yotzei, you say it in the morning, Yotzei. The Rabbeinu Yonah, that Chazal said, no, you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah anymore, you're not Yotzei after Chatzos. So that's the Rush. The Rush said, very good, Haseba's part of the mitzvah, without Haseba, you're not Yotzei. Got to do it, I think with a bracha in the Rush. Okay, Rambam. Time out. Where did Rush get it from?
Shamash.
The Gemara. What does the Gemara say? If you do Haseba, you're Yotzei. If not, you're not. So that's what the Gemara says. You're not Yotzei. You're not Yotzei what the Rush would say. You're not Yotzei the mitzvah of? The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. That's how the Rush read the Gemara. The Rush opened the Gemara. You're not Yotzei the mitzvah of Matzah. Go back and do it again. Pashup shot with the bracha. Well, it depends who. Depends if you made a hefsek on the bracha or not. Okay, that's a separate question. But assuming you move on with life, and then after, oh my gosh, I didn't do a seba. So you have to make, you weren't yotzei the mitzvah at all. Rambam, where's the Rambam? Page? Here we go. Lefichach, who wants to read Rambam? Perek Zayin, Lacha Zayin. Yeah, question.
Would the Rush also apply this rule to Yayin also?
Yes. He applies it to Yayin. Yes. The problem is that by yayin it gets complicated because if you drink wine again, it's like you're adding more cups. That's why I stopped the Rush there. I don't want to get into the wine. You're not going to drink extra cups of wine at the Seder. So if you drink again, it's like extra cups. So what the Rush would say, the next few lines in the Rush, on your own you can learn the Rush, the next few lines he goes on. I stopped it there because it's too complicated. You have to have a separate shear. You have to have a whole shear on what to do if you forget to do a seba for the cups of the wine. And it's a long, complicated. So the answer is, what's the answer? Don't forget. Just don't forget. Announce it. you spill a lot of the Seder. Seder is not a time to worry about cleanliness. My son does a Seder, but one of my kids, he has his custom. He likes to do this with his cup. I don't know why. He's got the wide arc. So if he's leaning like this, he has the pillow, he does the wide arc, the wine's everywhere. Okay, it's a thing at the Seder. Okay, it's good. It's good to have good memories. So the good memories with him is the... See how much he's covered in wine by the time the Seder is over. That's just, I don't know, like, you don't have to do this. But he does, that's what he does, okay. Here we go, Rambam. Who's reading Rambam? Mr. Wolpo. The Fichach.
Fichach, Kishisro'in, Adam Belaila.
Hazeh?
Hazeh, Tzarech Lechol, Vishtot, Vehum Mesir, Vedere
Feder. Oh, you have to lean when you're eating. So he says, when you eat your meal, you have to lean. Okay, now go on to the next Rambam, the next page. This is Halacha Ches. Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. Afilu Anish of Yisrael.
Afilu Anish of Yisrael lo yachal ad sheyaseir. Isha eino tzricha seiva. Im isha chashuva hi tzricha seiva.
That's a whole long shir, okay.
Uvein itza aviv v'ashamash v'fnei rabo tzrichin ha'seiva.
That's another whole shir, okay? Hasebas Yamin. But that's important. We paskin, you lean on the left, not on the right. So if you're a lefty, it's a little complicated, but that's the halacha. In other words, if you're a lefty, you'd rather lean on your right and use your left hand to drink. That's sort of more comfortable. But the halacha is, we assume leaning on the right side is less healthy, so we lean on the left side. And therefore, if you're lefty, so you have to, you do a seba, and you use your right hand to drink. Continue. V'chein ha-meisiv
al-arpo.
Right, enzu a seba. Okay, fine. V'eimasai. Oh. When do you eat a seba? Go on. Oh, the first kazayas and the four cups of wine. V'shara chiloso. And the rest of your eating, if you're meisiv, it's good, it's praiseworthy. And if not, you don't really need to. Interesting. Differences between the Rambam and the Rush. Notice differences. When you learn Be'iyun, you compare Rishonim. You read one Rishon. You read the other Rishon. Are they saying the same thing? Are they saying different things? What are the differences? Why? What do you have? Name, I'm sorry?
Isaac Rosen,
yeah.
I see that the Rosh is saying that you need to lean for the first Kazayas Matza and the Kazayas Lati Komen, and the Rambam seems only the first Kazayas.
No, excellent. The Rambam doesn't mention Lati Komen. This is a huge topic. Again, this is not much a huge topic. It's not for now, but it's a huge topic that the Rambam doesn't mention Haseba and the Rush does. So, Pashup Shat, the Rush holds the Afikomen is part of the mitzvah of matzah, and the Rambam doesn't seem to include Afikomen as part of the mitzvah of matzah. That's a very good, that's an Afikomen share. If you ever work on Afikomen Be'iyun, you have to analyze the Rush versus the Rambam, that the Rush says Haseba Afikomen too. And the Rambam doesn't. I'll just give you a source that we'll get to late, probably next week, Bezrat Hashem. When are you to the mitzvah of matzah at the Seder?
After Motzi,
the first matzah. That's when you go to the mitzvah of matzah. That's what we assume. Who argues on that? Who argues explicitly? We'll get to it later. Rashi and Tosfos argue and say, Mefurish, you're yotzi the mitzvah of matzah with Afikomen. That's what they say. And they even ask a question. The question is, how can I say the bracha on the matzah at the beginning of the Seder and be yotzei matzah at the end? They give an answer, which you have to work on the answer. Rashi and Tosfos say, you're yotzei the mitzvah deraisa of matzah with the afikomen. So it could be, pashup shat, the Rush is heading in that direction, that it's probably both, that they're both part of the mitzvah of matzah.
I don't think Rambam puts much emphasis on the performance
of the dini. Name again? What?
Phil.
So that's one difference. After Komen, second difference, yeah.
The Rush is much more severe, and if you don't do it, then you can. Then the Rambam just says that you have to do it. But he didn't say, like, you don't do it.
And
he says,
go. Perfect. The Rambam never says that you have to go back and eat the matzah again with a seva. The Rambam never says you have to go back and drink the 4 cups of wine with a seva. He says the word, what's his word? Tzarech, right? He says the word tzrichin, but the Rambam tells us, he tells us how he feels. He never says you must go back. Most Achronim learn the Rambam holds like, Phil. Fills with most of the Achronim. The Rambam does not say you have to do it again. So, if you eat the matzah without a seva, don't eat the matzah again. Apparently the Rambam holds that what? Were you to the mitzvah of matzah? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, because if you want yotzi, you have to do it again. When the Rambam says, Imlav Einot Tzarech, there are two ways, the Achronim have a machokas how to read the Einot Tzarech. Some say Einot Tzarech refers back to the matzah and the 4 cups. They don't have to go back and do it again. And some say it's referring to the rest of the meal. It's nice to do it. It's not something you have to do. It's only a nice thing to do. The Rambam holds you have to do Haseba, but like Phil said correctly, it's not as severe as the rush. If you don't do it, so you don't have to go back and do it again. So that's difference number two. Difference number three? Yeah, you have a question?
Yeah. Oh,
excellent question. How does the Rambam, that we'll get to in a minute, that's the right question to ask. The rush, that's exactly the right question to ask. The rush says, I have the Gemara's with me. What does the Gemara say? Meisiv in, lo meisiv lo. Your Yotze, what mitzvah if you do Haseva? The mitzvah of? What does the rush say? Matzah. And without that, you're not Yotze mitzvah of matzah. Good. How would the Rambam read the Gemara? 1 second. That's the second difference. A third difference is, the Rambam mentions l'chad chila to do Haseva when? For the whole meal. And not just for the matzah and the wine. The Rush never mentions that. The Rush doesn't mention it. The Rambam adds on, it's best to do a seder for the whole meal, not just for the matzah and the wine. So we have three differences. We're going to focus on the second and third. The first difference is afikomen, not afikomen. That's a very important difference. That's a whole separate shiur. The second difference is the Rambam never says you have to go back and eat the matzah again. Ari says, why not? Go back and eat the matzah. Just do it. There's no problem. There's nothing wrong with doing it. So go back and eat the matzah with a seva again. That makes sense. Well, why wouldn't the Rambam mention it? Why not go back? There's no reason not to, l'chora. So go back and do it again, just to be extra safe. Jonathan asks, how does Rambam read the Gemara? A third difference is, Jonathan, right? I know your middle name, but your first name, okay. You got a lot of middle names. But the third difference is, Haseva the rest of the meal, the Rambam has it. And the rush doesn't. Yeah.
If Brother Rambam says that the Chachila you should be doing a seva the whole seder, then he doesn't hold that it's part of the mitzvah. He doesn't hold that it's part of the mitzvah. Why would you go back to the matzah and go back to the seder? Why would that be an option? He's saying it's three separate mitzvahs. Yeah.
No, it's a home run. There's a home run. There's a three. There's a three. What are you saying? What are you saying in the Rambam? How do you know three different mitzvahs? How do you know? How do you know it's not part of the mitzvah of matzah, the mitzvah of the wine? How do you know?
First of all, it doesn't say you
were
back. And he says that Phil
brings us directly into the briskura of page 16. Mamash, guys, your mamash is learning briskura Torah here on your own. Every svara, it's unbelievable. The briskura of page 16. The briskura of says that the Rambam argues on Jonathan. Jonathan says that the mitzvah of a seva becomes part of the mitzvah of matzah. And the Rambam apparently has a different view. The Rambam says exactly as Phil said, that the mitzvah of a seva is a separate, independent mitzvah. How do you know? It goes beyond matzah and the 4 cups of wine. How can you say that the essence of a seva is to become part of the mitzvah of matzah and part of the mitzvah of the Dal Kosos when you're doing a seva, even when you're not doing what? Any mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah of a seva at the Seder. What's the purpose of the seva? To show you're a free person. So it's like this. I'm not sure what time to do the whole thing inside. The Brisker Rav says there's a fundamental machlokas between the Rush and the Rambam, how to understand the very nature of the mitzvah of Haseba. The Rosh says Haseba becomes part of the mitzvah of matzah, part of the mitzvah of the Dalet Kosos. The Rambam says it's a separate, independent mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam says it extends even beyond the matzah and the four cups. It extends to the whole meal, l'chad chila. The chiyuv, when Chazal said the chiyuv of Heseba goes together with what? The main parts of the Suda, the matzah and the four cups. But the mitzvah of Heseba extends beyond that as well. No, there are two levels in the Rambam. There's the chiyuv and there's the Reza Meshuvah. But the Reza Meshuvah shows that Heseba is a separate independent mitzvah. Oh. And then the Brisker Rav says a very subtle point, which answers Ari's question as well. The word they use is called a chakira. A chakira is to dig, to analyze. You raise a question. Often you have a halacha. So what's that? So back here, let's learn some Torah now. Back here. How do you understand Haseba? The Rambam, the Rush says Haseba becomes part of the mitzvah of matzah. The Rambam says Haseba is separate, and that's why it's for the whole meal, even beyond the mitzvah. One second. And the Brisker Rav says this answer is Ari's question. Watch this. According to the Rambam, when is there a chiyuv to do Haseba? According to the Rambam, when is there? You don't have to go back. But when's the chiyuv to do Haseba? What? No. Wait, for the whole meal, that's a chachila. For the first kazayis of matzah, and why the first kazayis of matzah? Because that's the mitzvah of matzah. That's the beginning of that's the mitzvah of matzah. Wait, one second. The Brisker Rav says, once you ate the first kazayis of matzah without Haseba, according to the Rambam, what happened now? Were you Yotze Matzah or not Yotze Matzah?
Yes.
You were Yotze Matzah. So now, there is no point at all to go back and eat the matzah with Haseba, because now it's just part of the meal. So good, eat the whole meal with Haseba. That's fine if you want. Eat the whole meal with Haseba. But there's no din of go back. What do you mean go back? The what's the chiyuv? Eat Haseba, do Haseba with the mitzvah of matzah. Once you fulfill the mitzvah without a seba, you blew it. I want to finish the time. So take a look inside. The Rambam says, it's hard to find the whole thing inside. He says here in the middle, he says, it's only mechuyev v'shas achilas matzah shtiyas arba kosos. But the ikar dina ain lo inyan in mitzvah tachilas matzah shtiyas kosos klal. Ulufi ze, imachol matzah l'shas arba kosos below a seba, ain kam shun grus about mitzvah. Oh, and therefore, he says at the end of the first paragraph, l'chora lo shayach klal sheyachzer v'yochol be a seba, came into kvar kiyam mitzvah tachilas matzah b'shrei musa. The mitzvah of matzah is done. Once you finish that first kazayis of matzah, going back eating more matzah with a seba is just part of the meal now, which you can always do. But there's no special inyan of going back now. Jonathan says, has the Rambam read the Gemara? When the Gemara says, Mesiv in, lo Mesiv lo, how does the Rambam read the Gemara? Yotza what? Your Yotze the mitzvah of Haseba, not the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of Haseba is, do Haseba with the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of four kosos, and then the rest of the meal l'chadchila. The Brisker Rav learns, the Rambam holds, that if you don't do Haseba, you went to the mitzvah of Haseba. You blew it. You can't go back. There's something to do. Okay, you're stuck. You can't go back. There's something to do, but you can't be used to the mitzvah of Haseba anymore.
Why not?
Because the mitzvah of Haseba is to do Haseba with the matzah and the fork, with the mitzvah of matzah. And you're used to the mitzvah of matzah already. With the first kazayas.
If Haseba is a separate mitzvah from matzah and yayin, then why can't you just do it at a different time?
You can always
do it. Why do you even have to eat the matzah?
But that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that Haseba is with the matzah and the four cups of wine. So you're asking a good question. The Rambam holds that Haseba is a separate mitzvah, but Chazal said you must do Haseba with the main parts of the Suda, the matzah and the wine. Either I just said the main parts of the Suda, or it might be with the mitzvahs of the Suda. There are two ways of saying it. That's the mitzvah of Haseba. Take one second. Look in the second paragraph. He quotes the Rush. Look at the second paragraph. With this alone, we'll close. He named Makor Dino Shal Rush. Dimachol Kazayis Matzah Below Sebel Yotzehu Mehad Damar Rishu Ben Levi Hashem Shalchol Kazayis Matzah Kshu Meisiv Yotzeh Mashma Meisiv Ben Lo Meisiv Go Ayn Chan Bedvarav. Second paragraph of the Brisker Rav. V'lechora Hayevshal Lomar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, lo ma'iri klal midin mitzvah achilas matzah. Rak midin mitzvah haseba. Timach lezayis matzah kushur meisiv. Prayotin yichobasso haseba. Afshalok kolk lasib haseba. Vene in tiver Rambam. So your yotze haseba has meisiv in lo meisiv lo. And the Bishop Rav goes on and adds another idea. The word yotze sometimes mean your yotze bidiyevet. Sometimes you find this diuk sometimes. Your yotze bidiyevet. The Rambam says that's a shot in the Gemara. If you eat the kazayas of matzah behaseva, your yotze. The mitzvah of haseva bidiyevet. What's the luchachila? What's the luchachila? No, the luchachila is what? The whole meal. So let's just review because I want to end on time. There's a mitzvah of a seba by the matzah and the four cups of wine. The Rush says, without a seba, you're not yotze, go back and do it again. The Bishker Rav understands, like Jonathan, that the mitzvah of a seba is part of the mitzvah of matzah and part of the mitzvah of dalud kosos. And you're not yotze without a seba, go back and do it again. The Rambam never says to do it again. Why? Because the Rambam holds a seba is a set, I'm sorry, number one. Number two, the Rambam says the whole meal ideally is with a seba. So as Phil said, like the Brisker Rav's other shita, the Rambam holds Haseba as a separate mitzvah, not part of the mitzvah of matzah and the dalud kosos. And Haseba is act like a free person. When? At the main parts of the meal, you must act like a free person. By the matzah and the four cups. And the rest of the meal, it's always better. The freer, the better. That's why the Rambam has it for the whole meal, and not just for the matzah and the four cups. And that's why the Rambam doesn't say you have to go back and do it again, because there's no point in doing it again. You already be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. So going back and doing haseba now with another piece of matzah is like the rest of the meal. And that's the Maholas Rush and the Rambam. And they argue how to read the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you eat with haseba, you're yotze. Yotze what? The Rush says, you're yotze matzah. And without haseba, you're not yotze matzah. And the Rambam says, you're yotze haseba. And without haseba, you're not yotze haseba. And the Rambam adds on that yotze implies you're yotze only b'diyevet. The whole meal should be with haseba as well. This is the machlokas, Rambam, and the Rush. Now, you have to go further than this because the Ramah says, if you don't do haseba, what should you do? Go back and eat it again. And the Ramah also says that what? Lichatchila? The whole meal with haseba. So that would be offsides. That would be offsides, and that's how that you have to analyze further. That the way the Brisker Rav learns the whole sugya, the Rambam quoting both, you have to explain it a little more. Halacha lemaisa, don't forget to do haseba. Halacha lemaisa, when you do haseba, be comfortable. Turn the chair sideways to lean on you. If you don't do haseba, halacha lemaisa by the matzah, eat it again without a bracha. Oh, for sure with a sefer, yeah. Halacha l'maaseh, if you forget to do a sefer, eat it again with a sefer, without a bracha, because of the machlokas Rambam and the Rush. And by the four cups of wine, it's too complicated to say over in 1 second what to do, but just don't forget, appoint the go to a sefer person. And I apologize, I didn't do this on purpose, but the Reb Nemitzal thing about the bread versus the rugelach and the chocolate, we have to save until tomorrow. Regarding Haseva, so far we saw two pshatim in the Gemara about the Shamash, the pshat of the Rush and the pshat of the Rambam as explained by the Brisker Rav. There's a third pshat, which is found in the Bach and Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Dibur Maskal HaShamash, and a similar idea in the She'iltos Siman Ayin Vav. The Netziv, in his Hemek She'ela on the She'iltos, quote, points out a diuk in the Shilta. The Shiltus writes, what if a person only has one kezayis of shmura matzah? So here's what he writes. So many Rishonim say, save it for the end of the Seder, for the Afikoman, and they explain why. Here's the language of the Shiltos. V'ileis le lemecho kule se'udasa mehayach de minter, kama, achil beresha mehayach de lo mintera, hadarachal kezayis mehay de minter. His language is, if you don't have enough shmur matzah to eat for the whole meal, then save it for the end. He doesn't say if you don't have enough for the first kezayis and the last kezayis. He says for the whole meal. So the Netziv there in Siman Ayin Vav Os hey is medayik. Mizei yeshlomo de mitzvah shekol asuda b'matzas mitzvah. The whole meal should be matzas mitzvah. Oh. And then the tzib explains that all the matzah you eat, all the matzah you eat at the Seder is a kiyum, a hemshech of the mitzvah d'oraisa. So this is, that's what the Nesiv says. That all the matzah you eat at the first night is a hemshech of the mitzvah d'oraisa. It's part of the mitzvah. So the Bach quotes the Gemara. He's writing in the name of the Maral Miprag. Hasham ish ochal kezayis matzah kshumesiv yotza. Mashmer d'yevad yotza. Aval shar kol adam, yosev l'chadchila kol pa'am she'ochel matzah. D'kol ha'achila shel matzah afil ocha harbe ha'kol hu mitzvah achas. Mitzvah achas. The Bach says that when the Gemara says the shamish that eats a kezayis is yotze, it means he's yotze b'di'eved. L'chadchila eat all the matzah at the Seder. Behaseba. It's all part of the mitzvah. This is a nuanced difference from the Rambam. The way the Brisker Rav explained the Rambam, when the Gemara says Yotze Yotze B'di'eved, the Rambam holds that means L'chadchila, the matzah and the wine, the main parts of the Suda, the main mitzvahs. That's the minimum. L'chadchila, the entire Suda, all of your eating and drinking. The Bach, and the way the Netziv explains the She'iltos, it means B'di'eved, the one kezayis of the mitzvah, and L'chadchila, all of the matzah at the Seder. Another pshat in L'chadchila and B'di'eved in the pshat in the Gemara when it says Yotze with one kezayis, which is mashma only B'di'eved. Regarding the Lashon HaRambam, when the Rambam writes, V'imlav enu tzarech, and if not, you don't really need to. So there are two ways to explain the Rambam. The Brisker Rav says the Rambam is referring to what he just mentioned before. The Rambam says you have to do haseba for the matzah and for the wine. And l'chadchila do haseba for the whole suda. If not, you don't really have to. In other words, the Rambam holds you don't have to go back. That we discussed already. He never says you have to go back. But there are two levels. As far as the matzah and the dal kosos, you have to. And if you don't, you blew it. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah. As far as the rest of Magid, as far as the rest of the Seder, the rest of the eating, ideally you should. And if not, you don't have to. That's how the Brisker Rav reads the Rambam. Rav Zolti Zatzal reads it differently. He holds that v'imlav enu tzarich goes back referring to the matzah and the dal kosos. The Rambam says you have to do haseba for them, and if not, you don't have to. Meaning v'di'eved, you don't have to go back. That's exactly what it meant. Mamash mefurish, not like the rush. That pshat of Rav Zolti is quoted in the Yonah Halacha, Chelik Beis, page 205.